Demonstrations are expected both in Washington, D.C. and across the country as Donald Trump assumes the presidency. One of the biggest will be the Women's March on Washington, set for Saturday. The movement has generated so-called sister marches across the nation, including here in the Gem State. Rather than being organized by a political organization, the Women's March on Idaho is being led by a pair of young students.
I'm Nora Heron. I'm 18, and I am a senior at Borah High School.
Hi, I'm Colette Raptosh. I'm 16, and I am a junior at Capitol High School.
You guys have organized a very big demonstration taking place in downtown Boise the day after the inauguration. What is the demonstration, and how did you sort of go about instigating it, really?
The demonstration is the Women's March on Idaho, and we march in solidarity with the Women's March on Washington and all the sister marches around the country.
Yeah, it was really quite an honor to actually be able to be the ones organizing here in Idaho. It really just started from realizing no one else had done it and wanting to take initiative so it could happen here in Idaho.
So nobody reached out to you guys to do this. You took it upon yourselves.
Yeah. Yes.
Who exactly is this event designed for? Is it just for women? Is it for minority communities or who?
It's designed for everybody. It's designed for women, for men, and all citizens of Idaho. We're hoping just to get everybody who attends involved in their local, state, and national governments.
Yeah, it's definitely open for anyone in support of human rights, men, women, children, teenagers.
To be frank, is this an anti-Trump rally or is this a different... Is there a different thrust to this?
This is not an anti-Trump rally. This is more of sending the message that during his presidency, us as a unit are going to continue progressing on women's rights and minority rights and civil rights for everyone. And it's just mostly a message to the new administration, not necessarily anti-Trump.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. It's really to show to all government officials, really, that if certain things do get passed or if certain things happen, there's going to be this number of people that aren't going to be okay with it, and they're going to do something about it.
Why did you young women take this upon yourselves to organize this when I'm sure there are so many other political bodies in Boise, certainly, and surrounding? How did it fall to you guys?
Well, neither Colette or I could vote during this election, and I think for a really long time we felt that we didn't have the say that we wanted to have, especially in political matters or who leads us and that kind of thing. Through organizing the Women's March in Idaho and another demonstration we did before that, a unity rally, we really learned that action is the most valuable thing you can do to influence positive change.
So. Yeah, definitely. After the polls came in, Nora and I decided to host a unity rally that was called People for Unity. And really after that happened, we realized the impact that we had and the change that we could actually create. And I really think we wanted to keep the momentum going. And so when the Women's March presented itself, we definitely wanted to jump on it.
Have you had help from outside groups in this?
Yeah, we have a whole team of activists who are helping us organize. We've had a lot of help from the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence, ACLU Idaho, Planned Parenthood, the American Association of University Women.
We've had so much help. We really couldn't have done this without the help that's behind us.
The Facebook invite, at least, says over 3,000 are planning to attend. Something like over 3,000 are interested in attending, and more than 10,000 have been invited. I mean, these are very big numbers.
I think one of our main goals is that it continues and it's looked at as the starting point, not the ending point, and that people take the momentum that the march will create and use it towards creating positive changes, whether or not that's through volunteering at other places or starting their own group like Nora and I did.
What would just be going through your mind when you think that, you know, this could possibly be one of the biggest demonstrations in the city's history?
Yeah, it's an insane feeling. It's hard to put into words because we never thought we could do this 3 months ago. So to see us come this far in this short amount of time and to see, you know, the residents of Idaho really taking action and supporting one another, it's insane and beautiful.
I want to wrap up just by getting sort of your take on where we are. I mean, you both are quite young. You've both said that you were not able to vote in the recent election. Where do you or your peers sort of see the nation in this moment? Where are we? What are we facing? Do you have a lot of confidence in the future?
I do. I have confidence in the youth. I have confidence in people who are taking action right now.
We have come a long ways, but I think that right now we're ready to take it the step further.
Those who are dissatisfied with the political climate right now, I think part of that can be attributed to people just being complacent and having kind of a laissez-faire attitude towards it. The biggest thing that people need to start doing now is taking tangible action rather than just putting a novel on Facebook about your opinions.
Yeah. A lot of younger people who were almost ready to vote or were almost there or couldn't, really saw what happened, and now they're ready to get involved in other ways than just voting, and I think they're going to go out and make a change.
That's Capitol High School junior Colette Raptosh and Borah High School senior Nora Heron. The pair organized this Saturday's Women's March on Idaho.